Our guest on our program, Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had to, because you had a meeting last night.
We did, yeah. We got to recap all of that that happened last
and
night.
And it went fast. You had a lot of things, but actually went along fairly quickly. Probably the big one was did do an ordinance initially, the recommendation to rezone property on the southeast side of Boone. It's going to be the location for Daisy. We'd touched on this before. A lot of people going, why isn't this
happening?
This is all part of the process.
Yeah, it's a lot of wheels that are turning, and this was one of those steps that we had to do as rezone an agricultural area to the east of industrial, and that's already in city limits.
Yep.
So rezoned two parcels over there. Planning and zoning gave its recommendation, 6 in favor and 1 abstention. And we have to have a public hearing on all those. And so during that public hearing, we did have one citizen, a business owner, come and express his concerns about rezoning.
And the again, he raised questions about compatibility.
What
he felt compatibility with his business, which, by the way, is in the R.L. Fisher Business Park, folks. So it's, that's going to be right next to.
Yep, all of that zoned industrial, and concerned about the impact on us horses
and traffic, obviously.
As well,
but people keep asking about that, but DOT is the one that's been involved with that.
Yeah,
part.
DOT, Daisy commissioned a traffic study from DOT. There's a preliminary report that they're reviewing and decide what actions to take for the future.
So we'll see. It's still work in progress, everybody. Work in progress. They still have an annexation, too. They're coming back.
There's going to be an annexation of property into city limits, as industrial as well.
Okay. Now, this ordinance, again, it's an ordinance amendment. So people, the council generally would do 3 considerations on this. So you still have a couple more to go.
Yep. We'll have to go through that and vote. The council will vote 2 more times for full adoption.
Mm. One that did not get talked about very much, but an ordinance that is being changed. And I know Chief Weibold worked on this, but changing our ATV, UTV ordinance. And again, not to make big changes, codifying it a little bit with the state code.
Yeah, just that's one of those issues where every department has to look at what the state code says and make sure we're in compliance with the state code.
It's one of those things you would part of actually one of your goals was updating codes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So
you never want that mismatch between city ordinance and state codes.
Yeah. Well, one of the primary things in here, no, it is not going to permit use during Super National.
So right.
That is still going to be part of it. But it is the hours, sunrise to sunset, that's going to be changed and coincide a little more with state code.
Yep.
And got a few other things that it will do as well. But only first consideration on that as well. Following the public hearing, you did have a couple other public hearings that were held.
Yeah, we had 5 of them last night.
There was a bunch.
Yeah. We had one for Alliant Energy for an easement over in the same area we were discussing for Daisy. And then we had 2 public hearings for bonds, one on our water and one on our wastewater.
Both those are projects that are going forward. And again, want to emphasize to people, these are projects that were actually going on before
routine maintenance and upkeep of our systems.
Yep. The big one, we've touched on it, the slacker. I love saying that word. Well, it's a softening system.
Yep. Roofs, roof replacement.
Roof replacement.
Well,
and that's one of those where people wonder, well, can't you just go out there and put a roof? No, not when it's your potable water. DNR, DNR watches pretty closely to what's happening.
A lot of regulations with that.
So those are going forward. One thing it did do, though, is actually, again, part of state code changes or rules and regulation changes. You're using the state revolving loan fund for this.
Yes.
And it does require... you have a professional contract or...
Right.
You had to change your contract with U.S. Waters.
Yeah, there were a few items that the attorneys wanted us to change in our contract with U.S. Water to make sure that it was in compliance and we could be eligible for those state revolving loan funds.
Yeah, so just kind of a bookkeeping thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, more than bookkeeping.
Yeah.
It was... and U.S. Water was willing to work with you on it, too. So they have been actually instrumental in helping you with some savings, especially in your operational aspect. But part of their contract was they were permitted to seek reimbursement for some of that.
If they had savings on chemicals, that's right.
And they did have some for you, but they
never claimed it.
They never claimed
either,
it.
So it was sort of easy for them to write that out of the contract, and that was one of the items that, you know, didn't have us in compliance with the professional contract.
And you did, by the way, because of the going into a five-year contract to change it, did extend it for a couple more years.
Yep, so absolutely.
They've been doing a pretty good job for you operationally.
Yep, yep, definitely.
Do you imagine the challenges you would have had if you would have had to find personnel?
Right, right. Yeah, and then, you know, we're comfortable with a five-year contract and extending that as well. Council didn't have any concerns with that.
Yeah. People need to remember this contract, they operate, the city owns. That's why you have to have your bond issued to do the projects.
It's still our facilities. It's still our equipment and things like that.
Did schedule a couple more public hearings coming up, and this is for another development going on, and actually two parts to this.
Right. It has to be broken up into two since there's some residential and some commercial. One of the things I get asked about the most these days is what's happening by McDonald's, what's happening south of Regency. Of course, you know, with the big stormwater retention pond, it's kind of hard to miss.
Yeah.
So Hunziker is developing that area for townhomes, most of the areas for townhomes, and then there is some commercial as well, and so you'll see two public hearings, one for the commercial side and one for the residential.
Some of this is, again, it's part of the development agreements that you have in place with them because they are asking for assistance up front on some of the infrastructure.
Infrastructure, road, and that sort of thing, so, yep.
Now, the way, folks, it does get repaid. It's just it's through the taxes, and you give them a tax rebate is what you do, up to a certain amount. So this is one of those, again, to help with the additional growth and development.
That's right, yep.
And this is only half of the residential that they're talking about, so potentially could come back with another one, depends how fast it fills up.
Yeah.
That'll be going on. Let's see. We got a few others. Those were the two, really, that are coming up at the next meeting. But you might have that annexation on there, too. I'm not sure. You got a few other things going on there as well. All right. One project that is continuing to edge forward, and that's at 1003 Marshall. Yep. Tina McDonald's property. And still working on proceeding with that, moving forward. She's got still got a lot of plans in the works for that. So
we approved the the Catalyst grant, and so we'll sign that, and you know, get her moving on the ability to utilize that $100,000 from the state Catalyst grant for her. So that was good news to have, and we also had an update from Councilman Mormon from the Economic Development Committee about two BDIF grants.
Yes,
that they just did a walkthrough prior to council, Modern Dress and High Bridge Quilting. So to get some new facade and signage and stuff like that, and those businesses.
I think the High Bridge Quilting one. That's I mean, they're doing residential the whole bit. Mm-hmm. They're really. Putting a bunch into it.
And that's one of the things that is going to be very good when we, you know, talk about our progress and our Main Street designation. How do we facilitate downtown living? And that'll be a good part of it.
Let's talk about that because I was going to bring it up anyway.
Oh, sure,
it's a good transition. We did have the formal dedication. Yes. Debbie Durham here, along with some of the members of the Main Street team, if you will, that are going to be spending a lot of time with our our Main Street board.
Yeah, we had actually a work session before that for several hours to learn about what we were getting into and what our roles were and what work we had to do to maintain our Main Street designation. Some dates coming up. There'll be another public presentation on September 12th that will be announced and things like that. And we had a formal dedication and then did a walking tour downtown. Debbie Durham, the Iowa Economic Development.
You took her to a few different places.
Yep, four places. We did the Hive. We did Mrs. Slobbersworth, Sunstrom Miller Press, and 6th Street Underground, and Radicato. And so she was just blown away about all of the investments and things that were going on in these really unique businesses that we have in our downtown.
We didn't even tell her, wait until the Veterans Center project gets underway.
Right, exactly. When we were over at 6th Street Underground, I did talk to one of the directors of the Iowa board. Showed them across the street what was what we were planning for that area over there.
So, yeah, there's still a lot happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. The one thing, and again, I'll ask you only because you're in the position of being mayor. But the big issue with the Main Street, or not the big issue, but the big thing about Main Street, it is a collaborative effort. And mm-hmm. I know city, again, this the Story Street project in particular, we're right there right. with jackhammers going and everything when we were doing the dedication. Mm-hmm. That was just, it was good because this was one of the selling points, is that the city is supporting this effort.
Yeah, we had to show in our application that everybody was on board, and they really appreciated, of course, the city has to be on board for this to work, but they appreciated that we brought the school in as well. It's mm-hmm. something that a lot of communities don't think about when they do this, and we have two kids from the school, high school kids, that are going to be advisory roles on the board as well, so we could get that perspective from the next generation about what kinds of things would make them have a good downtown experience. But large employers, you know, downtown residents on the board, business owners on the board. So
you want just a lot of voices. Regular people on there, too.
Yep, absolutely. So. Yep. These are, you know, people that are just personally invested in downtown and want to see it grow.
And we're into a survey part on this right now. Yes. I know you want people to participate, take the survey. Mm-hmm. I think it might just be on Facebook. I don't know. We got links for
it. It's an electronic survey. Yeah. Yep. There are a couple of businesses that have a QR code that you can scan. But it is electronic only. We can get a couple of printed ones, but they have to manually enter the data. Yep. They don't like to do that.
Yep.
So, it takes about 5 minutes all told. There are a lot of questions, but they go pretty quickly.
They go fast. And the big thing is give our board of directors, along with the Main Street people as they come in and kind of coach them into this first year,
mm-hmm.
where are we going? What are we going to be looking at? What priorities are we going
to
be having?
What do we have to work on first? You know, what is the low-hanging fruit? And where do we go, you know, the next year?
The one of the big things, too, is getting more public buy-in for all this activity.
Yep.
We'd like to have that support.
And, you know, in terms of public buy-in, the big thing is volunteer hours. There will be four committees being formed. The chairs of those committees will seek volunteers. And so if you are so inclined, that's a free way to give back to this effort and help put your ownership into downtown Boone.
It's pretty exciting. We said, yes, and more trees could be planted, folks.
We had a discussion about the current trees, and one of them got moved a little bit during the construction. So come back and move that back into its proper place and get some greats in there soon.
So that's going to be the next big thing, that at least on the Main Street side, they are still raising some funds for that. As long as we're talking about surveys, the library has one going on, too.
The library has a survey out.
And so this is about our services.
Just what services are important to you, you know, and what services do you think that they might want to try to add in the future? Check out the library website. I posted it on my social media as well.
It's there. We're ready to go forward. Some of the other things that came up last night, let's talk a little bit about the parks. Mike Cornello said a couple of different things. There is a project going forward at Franklin.
Yep. That's another one I get questions about what's happening at Franklin Park. You know, they're preparing the site for new play equipment. And there was a little bit of a delay in the equipment itself. And so he said mid-September, something like that, is the expected date for installation. But that's going to be a little bit of a unique play structure where it's a more of an obstacle course type of thing. And so that gives a different flavor than the parks that are closer at Trinity and Sacred Heart.
So once again, that is a project going forward. And same company who they worked with on Milwaukee will be doing the Franklin Park. They'll be doing the install as well.
Yep. The rain, you know, we've had enough rain this summer. We can hold off just a little bit for that.
A little bit for that. We'll get it in there, too. Did get your first report from Nate Osmondson, our rec director.
He's been trying to touch base with school, obviously, all the sports clubs, the rec leagues and things like that, to see how he can be of assistance to them. You know, how can he enhance their programs? I had a conversation with him about scheduling a mayor's run at some point. That's something he's done in the past, and I need to get out there and run in McCo's and hopefully get some people to join me. So we'll schedule that sometime. He's done movie nights at other places, a whole bunch of other stuff that just to enhance people's time in Boone and make the most of it.
We call him a rec director, but it's more of a just like it can be all kinds of activities.
Activity planning, of all kinds.
He's been working, making contact with the schools. Of course, they're in the issue of having interim positions. Yep. But again, in the long run, they were involved with supporting hiring. This effort as well.
Yep. And then we had two on the hiring committee as well. So we really valued their input on how we would go forward with this position.
I know some people are saying, okay, it's all about, well, we don't have a rec center or wellness center, or call it what you will, but it's more than that.
Yep. When, you know, when Nate worked in Des Moines, he didn't have a facility that he was attached to or anything like that. It was, like you said, activities. How you know, do you enhance the things that we have around here to help people have a good time?
Using your existing facilities, and how can we collaborate?
Quality of life.
Yep. So, again, he's going to be busy. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a chance to visit with him pretty soon, too. Chief Adams did get another grant, folks.
Yeah, he's just a grant machine.
That's good.
Yes, absolutely. There's a tiny amount of city buy-in, you know, that without question we supported that.
This a grant to exhaust or allow the trucks, when they're inside the station, if they're started up, to be able to vent outside.
Yep. So. You know, get that air quality better in the fire station is the idea.
So still working on that. All right. Now let's talk a little bit about our next big things that are coming up here. Traffic congestion, shall we? It's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Farm Progress next week. Super Nationals after that. Mm-hmm. And I know Police Department.
Days.
Puffer Billy Days coming up a couple of weeks later. Thomas is going to be around here too. Mm-hmm. That's going to keep things pretty busy.
There are going to be things to do, that's for sure.
Yes, there will be. The one thing is, we know the police department has put out more information again about the traffic flow on the south side of town, especially with the Farm Progress Show going on.
Yep.
You have, during drive time in particular, it's one of those where if you can find another route, take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can stay off 30 in the morning, you know, if you have a commute that direction to the east, that would probably be a beneficial idea.
So it's going to be, one of those things. We've been through it before. They just want to remind people to be ready.
Yep, absolutely. And there are, you know, new people that have moved into town that might not know either, and so they could be surprised.
So, yeah, they could. Super Nationals, of course, when we get to that, we're going to have about twice the population for a week, and that's going to be busy. Down there as well.
So. And the downtown project is going along too. We're working on the two of the intersections now for the crosswalks, the color crosswalks, and then closures from 9th to 11th along the rail tracks for that portion of the project. Phase three.
Phase three is underway, and that will, by the way, include some work by the Boone and Scenic Valley to fix their rail line across there.
Yep, on the trolley intersection up there.
It's busy. They spend a lot of time going back and forth to the industrial park. Gee, that's too bad. Folks don't realize, I guess, just how many rail cars they end up moving out there and back and forth all the time. So that is another one of those projects going on. Any other items that we need to remind about? Oh, the next council meeting is going to be on Tuesday the 3rd.
Right, yep. So due to the Labor Day holiday, we will not have a council meeting on Labor Day. It will be moved to the Tuesday. So. Tuesday, September 3rd.
And your utility committee is going to have a special meeting coming up on the 29th, 2 to 4.
Yep.
And this is going to be basically, they're going to be the driving committee on this, but the water study that was requested, we got that information coming forward.
Yep.
I know also that staff will be starting to take a look at written water agreements.
Yes, they were, that's going to be a big one. Take a look at, for going forward, how much water are we able to sell, and are these agreements that we have with, Xenia, Logansport,
Rolling Meadows.
Rolling Meadows is the third one. Are they up to date? You know, is there anything that we need to shore up? Because we're looking towards the future in the next 20 years with this water report.
Got to get that all taken care of.
Yep,
busy. All right, I think that's most everything. Again, people need to remember that 7th and 8th is closed. But they fully expect to have it all opened up and most of the painting done. I know they like to get it done before school starts, but they might be a little late.
Yep, so, and they'll paint at night.
So as long as Mother Nature cooperates. But we've got the car show, the All-American Car Show coming up, the beginning of that Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
On the 31st,
I think. 31st it is,
yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, we'll have the council meeting coming up. That's going to be on Tuesday, next time.
Yep.
All right. I think we got most of that all taken care of.
Yep.
We're good?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I keep thinking that we have some other things that we should mention, but I forget what they are.
There's anyway, a lot going on, that's
there
for sure.
There is plenty.
And we got through a lot, too.
Yeah, during the council meeting, there was a lot of different things there. You made through fast. Committee meetings, oh, that's another thing folks need to remember. The new process by state law is they are going to be made available virtually. So
yeah, when we put a notice out, you know, go into e-notify, you can sign up for committee packets and agendas and stuff like that. So there will be a Zoom link on all the committee meetings as well as the council meetings. And I think that's a great thing.
Just like the council, all the council.
Just takes a little bit to get used to.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but
they're accessible.
It's going that direction, folks. That's the bottom line, what we can say. Mayor Eli Stein's our guest on the program today. And again, we've got a couple of committee meetings coming up. But otherwise, the next council meeting will be on Tuesday the 3rd. Have a safe Labor Day.
Thank you.
And everybody, watch your traffic down on the south side of town.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.